From the shining cloud, the Father's voice is heard. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. Friends, as we continue our Lenten journey, today's gospel draws our attention to the event of our Lord's transfiguration before three of his disciples, John, James, and Peter. On that mountain, the fullness of Jesus' divinity was manifested by his glorified appearance, with his clothes becoming more dazzling white than any fuller's bleach, as Elijah and Moses appeared and conversed with him. Amazed by what was transpiring before their eyes, Peter is the only one who has the courage to say something, proposing that they pitch three tents, for it was good that they were there. The inference being that Jesus, Moses, and Elijah would remain on that mountain for others to see and experience what they were witnessing. Stepping back a little from the scene, it is worth exploring the significance of the revelation of Jesus' divinity, as well as the location and appearances of Elijah and Moses, as interpreted by those early Hebrews and Gentiles who learned of this account after Jesus' resurrection. On that mountaintop, those disciples had a momentary glimpse of the joy of heaven and the divine nature of Jesus, which was the fulfillment of the prophets and the Jewish law. Jesus' transfiguration was also meant to strengthen their faith for the challenge they will later endure, encouragement for all of Jesus' disciples, past, present, and future. Regarding the location, throughout the Old Testament, God's presence was made known to those he had called to the top of various mountains, such as we heard in our first reading with Abraham and Isaac on Mount Moriah, and in occasions with Elijah on Mount Horeb, and Moses on Mount Sinai. We also hear in the Gospels accounts of Jesus going to mountains to spend time with his Father in prayer and contemplation, or the settings of Jesus' preaching, such as the Sermon on the Mount, and the witnessing of miracles, such as the feeding of the multitudes. The companions that Jesus was speaking with was a sign that God's promise of a new covenant had been fulfilled in Jesus' incarnation. Elijah was revered as one of the greatest prophets of the Hebrew faith, one whose appearance would signify the arrival of the Messiah among God's people. Moses, inspired by God, authored the tenets of the Jewish law and foretold of the time in which God would raise up a prophet from among their kind, one whom the people should listen to and obey. The fullness of the Old Testament, what the prophets and the law foretold of the promise God made to send a Savior to reconcile humanity, had in this gospel account been revealed, yet not fully understood, as even those who witnessed it questioned among themselves what Jesus meant by saying, "The Son of Man will be risen from the dead." Tonight, in a way, we are having the same experience of those disciples on that mountaintop as we partake in this heavenly banquet, listening to the word of God, and in a short while approaching the altar to receive Jesus into our hearts in the most holy Eucharist, as we celebrate what is meant by and fulfilled by the Son of Man who has risen from the dead. The Transfiguration was a special event in which God allowed certain apostles to have a privileged spiritual experience that was meant to strengthen their faith, but it was only a temporary event. It was not meant to be permanent. In the same way, at certain times in our own lives, God may give us special experiences of his grace to strengthen our own faith. We should welcome these experiences for the graces they are, but we should not expect them to continue indefinitely, nor should we be afraid or resentful when they cease. In other words, we should not be looking to pitch tents. So, How can we be more attentive to the graces that God cares to share with us as we continue our journey as Jesus' disciples? Perhaps in this Lenten season, one of the aspects we should put at the top of our list comes from the Word of God. Listen to Him. I gather that most of us would agree that we spend a lot of time listening, or at least hearing, throughout the day. Consider for a moment how we may be influenced by the messaging in a 24-hour news cycle, social media platforms, TV shows, movies, music, and the like. The question is, are those messages worth hearing, watching, or listening to? And how can we decide if those messages or images can cause us to distance ourselves from what Jesus is telling us? Silence, my friends, is a good place to start. For it is in silence, and more particular, in the quiet of our hearts, that Jesus is waiting to speak with us, to remove those messages which do not convey His voice, the source of all that is good, true, and beautiful. Something that St. Teresa of Calcutta had spoken about. Lent is a time for us to empty ourselves of worldly distractions and allow God to fill us with His love, His grace, and His peace. We all have the busyness of life, and despite our best efforts, there will be times when Jesus' voice may dim. One of the ways we can draw our hearts and minds closer to Jesus and qualify our resolve to embrace silence is by spending time with our Lord in adoration. I ask that you consider to share in the grace of being with Jesus in the quietness of our St. Clair Chapel and sign up for a time slot as you leave Mass tonight. Perhaps this commitment may be part of your Lenten devotion or something you wanted to do, and today you have listened to God's beloved Son who asks you to spend time with Him in adoration so that you too may experience the wonder and joy of those early disciples reflected in the words of St. Peter. Rabbi, it is good that we are here. So as we leave Mass tonight, inspired by the Word of God and strengthened by the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, what steps can we take to resolve our commitment to listen to Jesus so that we continue His mission of bringing the saving message of the gospel to everyone we encounter?